Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're doing a bit of a roundup, chatting to different schools, understanding what some of their challenges were, what some of their achievements were. And we're joined right now by Stephen Hasley. He's head of college at Redham House. We're also joined by two of their top achievers in Redham House in the class of 2022, and that's Jamie Rademeyer and Shana Smith. A very good morning to you. Stephen, if we can just start with you, how are you?
Hey, Howard. Yeah, good, thank you. Very excited. You got some really good results.
Well, I was just going to say to you, can you give us an overview, some of the headlines of your results?
Well, they all did incredibly well. We had about 119 matrics writing this last year. They had obviously 100% passed, 98% got the university bachelor passes, so we were happy with that. Our top kids did exceptionally well. We had four students on the outstanding list, which is quite an achievement.
I think for me
the most impressive was every single child peaked at exactly the right time. So they all got the best marks at the end of the day. So very exciting.
And that's a challenge, isn't it? Is to identify, and we were speaking to one of the other schools about that earlier this morning, to identify the potential for each person and for them to reach that potential. That is a challenge of educators, not to sort of not to underestimate or overestimate, because that also places an incredible amount of pressure on the kids.
Yeah, I think you know, schools need to make sure that we're educating kids for life and developing different skills and characters. You know, preparing them for an exam is one thing, and it is a really important part of
sure.
it. But I think preparing their character, developing skills on the sports field, on the stage. You know, that's what we are really happy with. And, you know, even if you look at our top achievers, most of them have played really good sports or been on stage or, you know, been in the community, reaching out. So really proud of them all.
Right. Unfortunately, the system is designed, especially in matric, to grade on this notion of distinctions and results. How do you balance that?
Well, I think you got to get the right educators in place. I think that's the important part. And I think teachers who are passionate about teenagers, they know how to do that balance well. You know, doing things like field trips and camps and coaching in sport. You've got to get, in a child reaching sort of 9 and 10 A's and then not being able to actually cope with life and enjoy actual school, you know, school. And for this particular group, it was quite difficult because, you know, their senior years of school are usually your best years, and their 10 and their 11 year was really disturbed by COVID. But our matric group particularly, they really did a great job in matric. They got stuck into, I think they won the Discovery Cup.
That's
the Netball
incredible.
Girls won the
wow,
JOMO.
Wow.
You know, they really, they didn't just say, okay, well, this is matric. I need to sit down and study for 10 hours a day.
Right.
They really kept a good balance throughout the year. So that for me, is sort of the secret to success. And I think that's why so many of our kids did so well.
That's absolutely incredible. Well, let's chat to two of your kids. Jamie Rademeyer, let's start with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good to hear. So are you comfortable sharing how you did?
Yes, I'm comfortable. So I received 9 distinctions.
Fantastic.
In my subjects, and I was also part of the outstanding list in the IEB.
Was that a goal, to be part of that outstanding list? Was that something that you worked towards?
I will be honest, it was definitely a surprise. It wasn't a goal I set out from the beginning of the year. I did hear of the outstanding list before grade 12, but it was never really a specific goal of mine. My main goal was just to get high enough marks to get into medicine. So that was my main goal.
Well, you certainly seem to have achieved that. So I do hope that goes well. I would imagine you've got provisional acceptances, because I think we spoke to the IB and to the educators the yesterday, and I think they were saying that most people had provisional and then the universities were just waiting for final results. Is that how it works?
Yes. So we received provisional acceptances in about the months of August and September. And so now that we have received our final matric results, we are now waiting for the final acceptances.
Right, which I'm sure will be forthcoming. So good luck to you. And we look forward to hearing great things about you in the future. Shana Smith, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. How did you do?
I was very happy with my results. I got 8 distinctions, and then I was also part of the outstanding achievement.
Amazing. What do you think it is that the school provided you, that Redham House provided you with, that aside from obviously the ability to achieve these marks, what did the school provide you with?
They provided a very great environment that allowed students and me to be myself and to get involved in a variety of things, which enhanced my character and who I was, and also gave me the time to relax, which benefited my studying.
And the biggest challenge that you experienced?
I think it was time management, because in the beginning of matric, you get a lot of projects, and to be able to manage your time with your projects and tests while still having the balance to do sports and socialize.
Not easy at all. Well, and for this year, what are you hoping to do?
Also hoping to do medicine.
Oh, fantastic. That is incredible. That is really, really wonderful. And not an easy choice at all, but a very, very important one. So well done to you guys. Wishing you all of the best. That was James Hasley, head of college at Redham House, as well as two of their top achievers at Redham House of Bedford View from the class of 2022, Jamie Rodemeyer and Shana Smith. It's 8:45. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.